Hi, Doc LQJ here. Today I wanted to come through and I wanted to talk to you guys about a very serious issue. And I want to be able to link all components together in a way that allows people to have an expanded understanding of what these components are, how they interrelate, and how they affect society today. And I will definitely try and keep this conversation under 5 minutes. So, get comfortable, but not too comfortable. Lately we've had an abundance of suicide attempts and suicide completions in society. And I want to talk about some of the things that are a major component in suicide cases. Okay, so the things that are linear, the repeated symptoms or what suicide looks like as it leads up to it, its actual manifestation. Okay, so suicide is typically a component that is caused by inadequate coping mechanisms or not dealing with properly dealing with grief and bereavement. So grief and bereavement, when it's not dealt with the right way, can lead to long-term depressive symptoms, a low state of a mood. Low valuation for self and life, isolation, those types of things. So starting on the beginning of the continuum, let's talk a little bit about bereavement. So bereavement is the process in which we kind of go through as we navigate the transition associated with grief and loss, okay? And the bereavement process typically allows you to process the emotions that you discover as you are grieving. Sadness, anger, confusion, conflict in spiritual and religious values. All of these things are some of the things that typically are moving, shaken, reorganized, redistributed, thought through, and processed essentially in the during the bereavement process. Okay. And grief is one of those things that happens as a part of it. So the grief piece is sitting with the emotion of the loss in itself, right? So that's allowing yourself a catharsis to release those emotions that are sad, that are low, that feel hopeless and that feel helpless because you realize that you had no control over whatever element it was in your life that is no longer there, right? So then you're trying to figure out how do I move on. How do I take the best elements of this loss and keep it forever and allow it to be a part of me forever? That's essentially the question that you should be asking yourself because that helps you move through the bereavement process in a more conducive way to your positive growth and achievement in life. Because essentially, we want to increase the capacity for life and longevity in life and not take it away. The depressive symptoms in people move them to commit suicide because they don't feel like they have a place in the world anymore. They don't feel like anybody loves them or is there for them or would miss them if they were gone. They don't feel like people value them and they no longer value self. They start to dissociate themselves from the people who are connected to them. By dissociate, I mean they start to remove themselves, isolate themselves away from these people. They no longer desire the things that they typically would like to do on a daily basis. They start feeling extremely low and helpless and lonely, and they don't feel like anything in the world will typically get better. So, this long, persistent state of depression can lead a person to take their lives. They don't have a shift in perspective. And that's really important to all of this. I want you guys to know that more and more young people are taking their lives every day. More and more people that we value in our lives every single day are losing their lives to suicide. If you do nothing else, after listening to this particular podcast, contact your local mental health clinic, behavioral health clinic, life coaching professional, or any other helping professional who is willing, and we're all willing, to render the type of assistance that you need in order to simply get a mental fitness assessment. And find out if there are any things that you could be, you know, working on and benefiting from working on in therapy, counseling, life coaching, or another type of helping setting. If you feel any of the symptoms that I've discussed today, I want you to take the time to call the National Suicide Prevention Line. And I want you to talk to somebody about the symptoms that you are experiencing so that you could possibly get linked up with the right professionals to get the type of help that you need. I think it's important. I think it is something that is necessary. And I think, more importantly, I think it's something that makes us as individuals more connected when we get the right services in life and we're connected with the right people. So the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-TALK. And you can also get help if you are in the state of Georgia by calling the Georgia Crisis and Access Line at 1-800-715-4225. Help is available 24/7 for problems with developmental disabilities, mental health, drugs, or alcohol, or a combination of any of those above. So I want you guys to really sit with that. And I want you to take this information and I want you to take this podcast and share it with your network of friends, because at the end of the day, if you do nothing else, we need to take care of one another. So systemically, we need to know what it is and what it looks like before we are challenged with the beast of suicidality. Okay. That's all I've got. You guys take care of one another. And always, I thank you so much for your support. Continue to listen. And if you're not already subscribed to my podcast, do that now. Later days.